Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about AI, artificial intelligence, and dyslexics, all those of us with dyslexia. Now, the reason I wanted to talk a bit about it is, you know, I've been having really interesting conversations with early adopters in this field, and I'll tell you, a high number of them are neurodiverse. You know, in any field that's brand new, you'll find a lot of neurodiverse people stepping up to be guinea pigs or to play with something because it's new and exciting and interesting. And I'm seeing this across the internet with ChatGPT and all this other stuff. So I thought I'd share some of my thoughts about how AI, I think, is going to be able to support those of us with dyslexia and really turn us into kind of, to a point, bionic humans, you know. But let's dive into it and talk a bit deeper about how this could affect you in the future. Okay, so AI and dyslexia. It's pretty an interesting topic. You're going, how is he going to bring dyslexia into this one? Now, in previous episodes, I've talked about how much technology has, you know, a value for us, those dyslexics among us. You know, my grammar, my spelling is horrendous. But since tools like Grammarly exists, even spell checker with Word, all of those things that have popped up to support us, it's made life easier. Even my Google Mail, when I'm writing an email, gives me suggestions as I'm writing, and I can press tab and it'll just include that suggestion in what I'm writing. How mad is that? That didn't exist 10, 15 years ago, anywhere close to the guise of what it does today. You know, it's made my life so much easier to operate as a business owner than having to check everything that I'm doing. Pretty nuts, right? I also use technology like screen capture video to speak over something I'm showing to share my thoughts in a way that works for me. And that's, again, added so much value to my day-to-day operating kind of process. So these are just general technologies. These aren't artificial intelligence. They may include a little bit of that, but it's, you know, it's a very base version of what we're talking about today. But the technology has helped utilize the good parts of my dyslexic mind, my spatial thinking, my ability to see things others can't, my ability to be creative and put two and two together and find six and a half in that equation, and being able to kind of really, you know, lean in on the things that I'm naturally good at. You know, I think you give a dyslexic a topic that they're very passionate about, you know, they're going to be some of the best in their field. Their challenge is always, how do I communicate that out to the rest of the world, or how do I create value from that, is usually a bigger challenge. When I'm working with business owners, I see that a huge amount. Now, with artificial intelligence, you know, there are so many different parts to it. You know, I guess at the moment, and I may get some of these terms wrong, is it's kind of what's called, I believe, limited AI. So it's designed for a very specific purpose. For example, you can work with a tool called ChatGPT to write a big, long article for you, 1,500 words, and using a few prompts and a few ideas, it can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you. Now, is it perfect? No. But considering that didn't exist really a couple of years ago, it's pretty ridiculous how far that's come. And the better you can use your brain and the way you ask it to do things, the better the outcome that comes from said article. So again, ChatGPT limited AI is designed to fill a very specific purpose. We're seeing it in video editing, we're seeing it in social media production, we're seeing it a lot in digital marketing, from, you know, advertising all the way through to, you know, you name it. There's some version of limited AI being used, or machine learning. And again, please don't kick me if I've got the wording wrong, but basically it's very, very simple. And that's what we're really going to talk about today, is limited AI and not general AI, which again, I'm not sure if it's the right term, but it's AI that really can do a bit of everything. You know, just imagine if Siri or Google Home or Alexa was actually smart. You know, imagine if they actually knew what you were saying. How often have we all at least mumbled under our breath a swear word at one of those voice assistants, right? You know, they annoy me, right? I'm like, for the love of, you know, can you please listen to me? So once those become smarter, the ability for our brains to catch up with AI is going to be remarkable if we allow ourselves to do it. You see, with dyslexia, our brains are working at 6 times the average person's mind. That is how it works. It's where our communication issues come from. It's where a bunch of problems appear, not to mention a bunch of other things. But one of the core things most people don't think about is because we're working so quickly, how do we get our words out in a way that works effectively and efficiently? You know, in the past, I've used typing. I can type at a very high speed. Best thing I learned at school because it allowed me to get my thoughts out at heavy pace, whereas general writing I just wasn't good at. I really struggled with it. You know, I love talking on stage and I love doing the podcast because I can get my words out in a format that works for me. Now, if you imagine you've got AI working alongside you that also can work at even a higher pace than your brain, and you can, over time, get better at connecting up with it and using it as a tool to, you know, let your brain do what it's best at. Can you start to see how this is going to marry up into new careers, new abilities that will exist? Because, you know, we're still a far way off, I believe at least, from AI being able to do it all on its own. You know, it's going to get better and better, but it still doesn't have all the nuances of humanity that we really come to love. And so we're seeing this more and more that there's going to be a period, however long that is, where AI is going to be dominated by the best operators. And so those of us with dyslexia can sometimes see a use for artificial intelligence where others can't. You know, many of us are entrepreneurs or intrapreneurs. You know, you're the creative person in another person's business. And AI can be utilized as their tool. Now, I'll give you a great example. My dad is working with me in my business at the moment. I really enjoy helping him out and him being part of it. But I wanted a 2,000-word article written. Now, my brain can actually write the bones of quite a lot of articles quite quickly. Because of my touch typing, I can throw out 800 words, not greatly grammatically correct, not research checked, not, you know, it's missing a bunch of gaps, right? But I can pass that on to either AI directly, or in this case, my dad, who can use an AI tool to flesh out this brain dump of mine that I knew had some good legs, but he can use artificial intelligence to check the research. He can use it to create longer form article content. He can use it to even create images that match each of the sections that are unique and custom to just this article. And he can do it all, you know, within a few hours versus what could have taken days for a big 2,000-word article to be researched, looked after, dealt with, whether you're dyslexic or not, right? So we're kind of coming into this time where the seed of my idea can be created at a pace and a quality level that hasn't been seen. You know, it's cheaper, it's more efficient, it's more effective. And we're kind of going into this Wild West kind of zone of AI where the dyslexics that put our time in can really thrive. Now, be this if you're in a job and you're like, okay, what are the outcomes I have to achieve in my day-to-day job that I get marked on? What does my boss have to see me do to see success? Now, if you're in a small to medium company, you'll have a lot more freedom around this than a much larger corporation. But you're going to be able to go, okay, what tools could I search for out there? And there's a great place. I'll pop a link to it. A guy called Matt someone. His name has just escaped me. You know when you can see someone's face in your head? Sometimes remember the first name, but last name's gone. It'll come to me just as I finish the podcast. But I'll pop it in the show notes. He's created a website called Future Tools that allows you to see and actually search for some of these tools that exist that do different functions in the AI space. Some are very new. Some have been around a little longer. But, you know, you can find tools that do a certain function in your job. Now, it's not as simple as being able to just find a tool and say, oh, this is going to replace me. That doesn't exist yet, and it's not going to, you know, exist for a little while for majority of industries, but it will come potentially at some point. But if you can learn to use the tools better than someone else, you're going to start to really carve a niche in your job. Or if you want to start a business, the same exists. You know, you can start a business where part of your work is you're using AI tools to make yourself more valuable. It just makes sense, right? It's just logical. And if you want to put it down to something simple, if you imagine a carpenter or a builder using a hammer and a nail to build a house. Now, this is very simple. Let's not go too deep into the metaphor around the edges of this one. But then someone comes along and they're really amazing and effective at using a nail gun, and they have a nail gun. And you're both doing the same part of the job. The guy with the nail gun is going to finish 10 times quicker than you. Do you think the person who wants the house built cares that it was hit with a hammer or a nail gun? You know, majority are going to say, no, I don't care. As long as it's done to the same quality level, I'm more than happy that it's done faster and smarter, because people want things done quicker, right? So what you've got to think about is AI is your nail gun in your job, in your life, in your work. And you don't have to, you know, turn everything you do into AI. But what's one thing that you could start playing with that could support you in your day-to-day life? What small thing could actually improve? And using your dyslexic mind, just play with it. You don't have to basically push it to become the next AI expert. It's not the point. But it's about how can you start to at least let these ideas seep into your mind about how AI could help you. You know, one of the things we do really well and we really love is when I do a strategy session with someone online, we record it and AI automatically transcribes the whole conversation. And you can search through that conversation to find what point of the video we spoke about a certain point. So you don't have to watch the whole recording. Makes sense, right? How cool is that? Saves time. It's effective. I don't have to pay an assistant to transcribe it over an hour or 2 hours. A little robot does that for us. You know, so these little things that are appearing, you know, someone could probably, one of my team could say, oh, well, that's taking my job away from me. But no, what it's doing is it's allowing my team to upskill and become better at more fun things and get away from the boring, repetitive tasks that just blind us, right? So that's what I want to talk about AI. I guess the key feeling is, one, don't fear it. Two, think of it as a nail gun versus a hammer. You know, think of it as a tool you can use, not something that's competing with you. It's something that can work with you to make you better. And three, let your dyslexic mind run. Have a look at this future tools link I'm going to put in the podcast. And I want you to really have a, you know, just have a play. Would any of these tools help you? Would any of these tools help someone you know? Maybe the business you work in or have. These little things could just make a small improvement that could make a massive impact. So that's what I want to share today, guys. AI and dyslexia, I think it's going to be a match made in heaven. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast, and I'll be back next week.